This next story is about cafes, the kind of coffee houses where you hang out, meet your friends, or find a quiet space to work. In most cafes, the rule is you pay for some food and you get to hang out for as long as it takes to consume it. Now, an entrepreneur in Russia is trying something new. At his cafes, money buys time and the food is free. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Moscow.
Welcome to Ziferblatt, or in English, the Clockface Cafe. Polina Polyakova will lead you to a cabinet filled with ancient alarm clocks.
When it comes to Ziferblatt, firstly, what you should do is to take the watches.
She means clock, so you choose a clock. Most of them say made in the USSR, and Polyakova notes down your time of arrival. You take the clock to your table as a marker and a reminder that you are now literally on the clock. Clockface is the brainchild of Ivan Mitin, a 28-year-old entrepreneur who got started in the business by experimenting with a cafe that ran solely on donations. Clockface is different.
Because you don't have to pay for coffee or tea or cookies. You should pay for time, and time costs, I hope, not that expensive.
By Moscow standards, it's not. You pay 2 rubles a minute for the first hour, just under $4 for an hour, and then 1 ruble a minute for all the time beyond that. After 5 hours, it's all free, so you can never spend more than about $12 a person. Clockface is much larger and busier than it looks from the outside. The clientele runs between about 18 and 30 years old, ranging from students in study groups to business people who crowd around a table that's bristling with computer screens. Polyakova leads the way through 7 good-sized rooms, all decorated with homey furniture.
This is the second big hall, big room, place for meeting people, and we have amazing coffee machine.
Mitin says customers can bring their own food as well, so many people use the space for parties and birthdays. You can bring anything, he says, except for alcohol and drugs, and there's no smoking. Ziferblatt provides space for classes and events, board games, books and newspapers, even art supplies.
Paper, pencils, brushes for drawing, because we have a drawing club here on Tuesdays.
In fact, Mitin says that for him, the cafe is more of an educational or artistic project than a business.
Sometimes I call it the social network in the real life. I want people to communicate.
And in that sense, Mitin's idea is a throwback to what people did before there were social media. He may have just figured out a different way to make it pay. He has 9 cafes up and running, 7 in Russia and 2 in Ukraine. He already has plenty of competition in Russia from people who've taken the pay-by-the-minute cafe idea and tried to give it wider appeal by providing pop music and video games. Mitin calls that killing time. Before he got into the cafe business, Mitin says he tried his hand at theater, art, music, and literature.
I realized that I'm not a genius.
But he also decided that he wanted to do something on the level of genius, to be as good at something of his own as his childhood favorite, Charlie Chaplin, was at comedy.
It's not Charlie Chaplin, of course, but somehow it's the good thing, and I can say that I am satisfied with that.
Mitin is thinking of opening his next Clockface in London. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.